Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting sixth. The DH, Rich Chiles. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting ninth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Pete Lockhock. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard juggles the ball. That's an error on Leonard. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smalley moves to third. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Porter and he is out, Patek applying the tag. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Twins. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Borgman and he is out, Randall applying the tag. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Chiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiles hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Chiles reaches second base with a double. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ford for the out. Chiles moves to third. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry juggles the ball. That's an error on Mayberry. Chiles scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Twins. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bostock hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Patek steals second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Patek moves to third. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Heil chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards third. Cubbage fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Cubbage. Patek scores. McRae moves to third. It's 3-1, Twins. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew juggles the ball. That's an error on Carew. McRae scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Twins. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 2. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil strikes out. One out. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Shiles takes first base on ball 4. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Cowens reaches second base with a double. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bostock, who is chasing the ball. Lockhock reaches third base with a triple. Cowens scores. It's Twins, 3, Royals, 3. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lockhock scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heil throws the ball into Randall, who tags White, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. Borgman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Borgman moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Borgman scores. Cubbage moves to third. It's Twins, 4, Royals, 4. Steve Mingori now pitching. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bostock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cubbage scores. Carew moves to third. It's 5-4, Twins. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. Carew scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Twins. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heil. The throw from Porter and he is out, Patek applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Royals 4. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick pinch hits for Rich Childs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cusick for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 2 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis moves to second. Tom Johnson now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cowens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Cowens reaches second base with a double. Otis scores. Porter moves to third. It's 6-5, Twins. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Lockhock hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Porter tags and scores. One out. It's Twins, 6, Royals, 6. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Patek strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Royals 6. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Borgman takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage bunts in front of the plate. Porter fields it and throws to first for the out. Borgman moves to second. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 3 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis who is chasing the ball. Carew reaches third base with a triple. Borgman scores. It's 7-6, Twins. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bostock hits a line drive towards first. Mayberry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Royals 6. The Twins will come to bat. Doug Bird now pitching. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Heil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heil. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Heil steals second. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 1 in the game. Cusick strikes out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 3 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heil scores. It's 8-6, Twins. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 3 in the game. Randall hits a pop-up towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Borgman takes first base on ball 4. Ford moves to second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Otis strikes out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Royals 6. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 4 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 4 for 4 in the game, with three singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Bostock takes first base on ball 4. Smalley moves to second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Patek strikes out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas pinch hits for Frank White. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Kansas City Royals, 6. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.